Harvey Norman, first quarter highlights.
They've sold tickets at Ticketmaster for seats down here too, with the support staff and the players. They're at a premium down here in the boxes.
And yeah. Shannon Burns has gone into the pink for the Cats. He's doing the running.
He is.
Who did he take? Sean Grigg did that, didn't
Sean Grigg did that.
Got rid of him. See, changes everywhere, Tom. What's happening here? So the Cats are going to the Belmont, what do you call it? Watch House End?
Belmont Watch House End. It looks like Blitzarves for Wombat Gully will go to Lynch. DeConning is...
On the bench.
So we'll keep an eye on where he goes to when he goes out there, Neilty.
Yep. Yes, we will.
Wombat Gully Plan Farm matchups. We'll keep an eye on those. Nice little matchup on the wing here between Jake Arts and Isaac Smith. Saw Isaac Smith. He rode. Helped him get his bike into the players' area this morning as he arrived.
Nice little warm-up.
Yeah, just tip the legs over on the bike. First quarter, thanks to Harvey Norman. Think Harvey Norman for all the big brands at Geelong's best prices. Practice match style, he's Benny Cass.
Yeah, and he lives across the road. He could have walked. So we're underway. It'll be Nan Curvis against Stanley. Ball hits the deck. Guess who? Dusty Martin. Welcome back, Dusty. Ball spits out the back, though, to Stanley, to Parfitt. Out of wing, Parfitt round the corner on the left in the direction of Stengel, but ball misses him and goes out. Adjacent where Richmond players exploded onto GMHBA Stadium.
Cash, you spoke about, inexperienced players or the lesser lights getting big jobs. So Zach Guthrie's got Jack Revolt. I want to keep an eye on that one. That's a big clash for me.
So throw in. Radigalea doing a bit of ruck work. Paul hits the deck. Cam Guthrie over the top. Nankervis rides him like a two-year-old today in the blue diamond. And the ball will be thrown up right on the paint of 50 for the Cats.
How good to see Tom Stewart back out there, boys.
Absolutely. Atkins' handball a bit slick for Smith. Had to go back and find it. Tunkin in a Prestia tackle. Got a kick away that went 6 metres to Cam Guthrie. Guthrie's dinky little left foot kick into the forward 50 to Higgins. Couldn't control it. He sees it out of bounds for a boundary throw in front of Loston.
Now, just on Tom Stewart, Kingy, he slipped back into that familiar role. The Tigers, they send their highest forward up into the mix. So the Cats defenders have managed to free up Tom Stewart. So he's sitting back goalkeeper style.
Mark Neild in the experts chair for Kerr's Hire today. Tapped down by Nan Curvis, who's co-captain of the Tigers this year. But there's a free kick in the ruck contest that will come back to the former Swan. So he and Dylan Grimes to lead the way, placing Trent Cochin. Get close to the man on the mark. A high kick towards the outer wing. Stanley front position had it spoiled by Lynch of the Tigers. He found it at ground level. Then he had a fit of the fumbles. Thrown out of there by Prestia to Martin. That's how the umpires saw it. And it'll be a free kick to the Cats just as Dusty was decamping the scene.
Just interesting, Bolter playing forward for the Tigers as well. He obviously made a big impact as a defender, but started up forward.
Short, a handball to Martin. Martin over the top, loops it to Prestia, who does a 360, steadies, and then kicks nicely and finds a marking target in Short, who's got it just back of the 50. Handball off to McIntosh, cruising by on the outer side boundary line. He sends it out of bounds on the full. It's an ordinary kick, very much a practice match kick, and the Cats will hit with Stewart back to Higgins, who dropped what he should have taken.
That was a practice match mark. It was dropped by Higgins. Back to Stewart, though. Stewart kicks it back inside defensive 50 to Blitzarves, who comes wide, broadcast side. He's got Collar Jasny. Handball's over the top to Smith. Really good year last year, first year for the Cats. To Buse, the old 1-2, back to Smith. Smith pops it on the left shoe, down in the direction of Cameron. Cameron can't mark close. Front and square road was good, but the tackle was an absolute cracker from Arts. And the ball is locked up at half forward, but free kick will go to Stengel, and it's going to be 50. The ball was not given to Stengel in the correct fashion by Arts. And the umpire, I think they're going to be all over that this year, aren't they, Kingy? Cheap sort of suit style. And Stengel, with his first kick for the Cats, albeit in a practice match, he'll join an illustrious club of players who have kicked a goal with their first kick in a practice match for their new club after playing for two previous clubs and playing in two different states. So this is a really long list of players. Can Stengel join it? We're right behind it, and he can. Now, his teammates will get to him. Look, and they know he's joined the club. They can't believe it. Cats are on the board. One straight off the boot of Tyson Stengel. That'll warm the cockles of your heart. The Tigers haven't scored, Newty.
At whatever you just said, I agree. just a quick change, what we saw there. Simon Lloyd mentioned that little bit of a tweak to their game style. They want to try and speed up the ball movement a bit. When Tom Stewart had that footy on the other side of the ground from us, it was an instant look inside, and the players were set up for a really quick switcher play, and it was a quicker ball movement than what we've seen in the past, and they got the footy from one side to the other side very quickly, and that led to that goal. But good work by Tyson Stengel. And Ben, yeah, that club, I would suggest the entirety of that club could fit in the back of your car.
Yes. potentially in the front.
Yeah. Who wants to ride shotgun with you, though, Benny? Oh, hang on, I've been doing it for years.
I've had a couple.
Bounce in the middle. Stanley, and then Curvis to go at it again. It's not a bad bounce. Favoured Stanley. Ricocheted off his shoulder to Prestia. Prestia, a loose handball to Dangerfield. Went to handball with the right, went with the left to Selwood. Selwood to Holmes. Holmes was able to trap it nicely. 55 from goal. Send it to the goal square. Not a great kick. Tigers have got numbers back. And there's Tarrant. First possession as a Tiger, the former Kangaroo. He goes short to Ross, and Ross goes short to Prestia, who's been omnipresent through the opening 4.5 minutes on the Port Phillips Ferries time clock. He goes short, Edwards. Edwards goes wide to McIntosh. McIntosh, where he kicked it out of bounds on the full before with a low underground ball, which was good. Bolton inside 50 was neat to re-Bolt, and he marks in front of Zach Guthrie. About 45 from goal on a 45-degree angle.
Could prove one of the recruits of the year, I reckon, Tarrant. What a luxury to be able to bring in a Tarrant who has been off Broadway, it's fair to say, at North, but he's a very, very good player.
Well, he certainly read that the kick coming into the Geelong forward 50 then really well.
But then you've got Bolter, who's an athletic freak, who's able then to go forward.
Revolt went to go short. It just got over the head of Atkins, and on the juggle, Bolton is marked 20 metres out, just right of centre. Now, Tarrant, of course, missed the first half of last season with that kidney issue with the Kangaroos, only played the 10 games in the Royal Blue and White, and gets a new lease of life at the age of 32, turns 33 on Anzac Day. And a chance to help the Tigers to what would be a fourth flag in six seasons. Bolton to tie the scores up, 5.5 minutes in this opening term, and he's pushed to the right. That's a disappointing kick.
That little Davey Roden down there officiating the big white ones.
It is. So one behind Richmond, Geelong 1-6 opening quarter, gone nearly 6 minutes on the Port Phillip Ferries time clock.
Stewart plays on and he's raking balls. Okay, marked by Dangerfield, or handballs to Selwood. Selwood collides with his teammate in Higgins, and then handballs to Higgins, who ran off. Higgins is on the wing, pumps a long ball in the direction of Hawkins. Got two to beat, won't do so. And just a little bit worried about his opponent there. Hawkins didn't go the footy, and Broad was able to just chip in front and take a relatively easy mark. So probably not a great option there, Nealty, from Higgins.
No, not
Higgins.
At all. Not at all.
Two on one against Hawkins. It was never the option.
No, it wasn't. And it sort of opened up the ground for the Tigers too, Ben. They're lucky they didn't sweep this ball down there quickly. So he's kicked it to about 48 metres out to a 1v2. No, poor option.
So short down the line. Oh, Stewart up high, couldn't mark. Now Curvis is there. Bit of aerial ping pong going on. Atkins hand pass, Dangerfield rode the bump, gives it back to Higgins.
That's better.
Got another chance, into the pocket, that is better. That's a luscious, luscious looking Thomas William Sharon right onto the big bosoms of Hawkins. Hawkins into the pocket, and it's marked by Cameron. So that was better from the Cats. And it was a take two from Higgins. And in fairness, he had Hawkins on the lead, so it was a bit of a no-brainer to kick it in that direction. So Cameron around the corner nonchalantly misses. Jeez, he did that nonchalantly. And that snap went about 47 metres, if you don't mind. That's actually landed over near to Grandy Sport there. And it's just a minor score. They catch a 1-1-7. The Tigers, Kingy, are one behind. The first term thanks to Harvey Norman. Thinking Harvey Norman, Kingy, for all the big brands at Geelong's best prices.
Short into the right back pocket. In fact, it breaks that, and it's Vlosten running past the players' race on the outer side, sending a long ball looking for Nan Curvis. Went beyond him and Stewart with a decisive fist into the vacant Hickey stand. So it's the players' premiership and Brownlow stands that are filled up this afternoon.
Excellent, Tom. Now, we have got that match up to Conning and Lynch. We'll keep an eye on that. They've just swapped over for the moment. When he came on, he did get Lynch, and now he's got Revolt. So he's mixing it up between the two.
Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head match-up. Keeping an eye on that. Here's Mark Neild, as well as the Wombat Gully Plant Farm matchups. Boundary throw, and he's just four to centre, favouring the Tigers. Out of side, Stanley and Nankervis in a wrestle. Nankervis the tap. McIntosh unattended, had his kick smothered by Selwood. Spilled for Edwards, who fired out a handball to Prestia. Jammed it on the boot inside forward 50. Stewart, though, playing that role beautifully as Mark Dunn contested for the Cats 40 from his defensive goal. At the Foo Fighters end of the ground, it's where they'll set up the stage on Friday night, where Dave Grohl, Taylor Hawkins and the team will be doing some of their finest work. Higgins at true centre-half back, kicks towards right half forward and close. At about the spot that he fisted it out of bounds to give the 50-metre penalty away against Melbourne in the final round last year, Marks. He gets it on to Smith. Smith with a bounce, low ball. Hawkins slips catch down low. It is an early contender for a Hamlin hanger. That's a nice grab from the big fella. Jeez, he looks in good fettle too.
Yeah, he does. He enjoys pre-season, Tom Hawkins, they reckon, Kingy. Hey, that's exactly the same spot where he marked the other ball from Sean Higgins. So he's double-backed and then stopped, come back at the kick. It's a really good spot for them. They know it's open, and Isaac Smith just dropped it short.
What does this suit, Benny?
This suits the power fade, Kingy. Perfect conditions today, too, for golf. So this is absolutely ideal for the big 26.
Start at left goalpost and work it back. Oh, geez. He's had a mung off the boot.
Yeah, he's munged it.
And he's just snuck it in for a behind to the right-hand side. So not the best from the big fella playing 303 games come round one, 665 goals. And the Cats lead by seven. First quarter, thanks to Harvey Norman. 1-2-8, Richmond one behind. And the Port Phillip Ferries time clock has gone 9.5 minutes.
That was sort of airport carpet bad, wasn't it? Balls to the wing. Sam... It's always horrendous airport carpet, isn't it, for some reason? I'm not sure why. It's a bit like...
Oh, no one's got a plane for 2 years now.
No,
I can't remember.
Hopefully they've had time to rip all that up and get some news.
Have they?
Beautiful. It'd be nice to see some nice plush pile in an airport. Cameron's got it. Just a dinking ball. Inside forward 50, hit the deck. Dustin Martin handballs out the back. Taken by Presti, the little meatball. The meatball goes wide with some bolognese sauce, and that's okay, and it's marked by Jason Castagna at halfback for the Tigers.
Sorry about messing with your papers, Cass. I had to have a quick look to see that Ivan Soldo was channeling his Ivan Maric. It looks like him out there at the moment, I believe.
There he is, Soldo, giving off a handball to Martin, and Revolt on the lead is marked between the 50-metre arc and the edge of the centre square. He's now inside the centre square. He's about 65 from home. He'll just set it up to about 25 metres out. Where's Bolton? In fact, he's got Lynch, who marks comfortably in front of Stewart in the right forward pocket, and will have a shot at goal.
They did that well, the Tigers. So Stewart, he's played on again here.
He's come inboard to Nankervis, who's marked unattended 40 metres out, just right of centre, and the left footer will go back and have a shot.
So Blitzarves and Stewart. Stewart's playing the loose man, and Blitzarves chose to also stand off Tom Lynch. So it meant that they formed a triangle, and it was a really good kick by Jack Revolt, because actually no one took accountability for manning up Jack Revolt, as if both Blitzarves and Tom Stewart both wanted to be the loose man.
Nankervis with the man on the mark, about 40 from goal, the new co-captain of the Tigers. Kicks from 45, leans back and puts it straight over David Roden's head. So Tigers were there first. It comes 11 and a quarter minutes on the Port Phillip Ferries time clock in this opening term. Geelong 1-2-8, Richmond 1-1-7. It's AFL practice match action from GMHBA Stadium. And of course, today's game fuelled by Epco Cafe 24-7. Epco Cafe 24-7, we've got you.
Are you surprised that there's construction going on while the game's going on?
Now you mention it, that's interesting. What do you call it? OHS, that sort of stuff, they'd be all over that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, if a Sharon sort of, you know, launches over the top of the net and gets stuck in a loader there or something. And
that bulldozer thing or whatever it's been rolling. Imagine the Sharon got caught there, that fella would get a bit of a shock, wouldn't he?
It'd squirt out of there at a million miles
an
hour.
Those blokes, whatever he's doing there with those big steel poles, he's not even watching what's going on.
I'm not sure about that. I think we need
Do you want me to special comments on the construction? Because that's really my strength.
Yes.
All that manual labour stuff.
Your engineering prowess, you'd be superb.
Oh, I'm all over that.
So... Tui for the Cats from the restart. Thumps a long ball in the direction of Hawkins. Ball gets out the back. Hawkins has got it on the bounce. Then he had a little fumble. Goodness me, who's that down there? Is that Paul Serra? It's Ronnie Weirmouth.
It's Hugo Ralph Smith.
Oh, of course it is. The old Ralph Smith.
That's a solid hair.
Ron Weirmouth. And that should be high against to Holmes. It wasn't. Handball over the top. Spits out the back. Tigers have got the pill. Martin. Half-back dinking ball, not great. Not often we say that. He's usually a beautiful kick, but this time he's kicked it straight to Blitzarves, who's marked on the wing.
Wants to come inboard and does so, and it's marked just inside the centre square, out of side by Guthrie. Gives a handball off to Tui, cruising by. Tui sends it long to a one-on-one. Stengel and Vlosten, Paul allowed to get out the back. Parfitt will track it to the boundary line. He slipped over. Stengel picked it up. Vlosten wrapped him up, took him out of bounds, and a boundary throw-in in the left forward pocket at the Belmont Watch House end of the ground.
Good strength there from Stengel.
Yeah.
He's not the world's tallest man, but he's very good in holding his ground and marking contest. Stengel just worked him off the footy really nicely. It didn't work out for him, but it was good.
Boundary throw in. Soldo won the tap down, but it's bounced in front of Higgins and Cam Guthrie. Cam Guthrie took it, snapped it over his shoulder. High ball to the goal square. Tarrant, best position. Couldn't complete the mark, but Dullhouse made front on contact and gave away the free kick. The former Bulldog in his fourth season, last season of a four-year deal with the Cats. Short into the right back pocket to Short. short go short himself, DeVlosten. And plenty of premiership players out there for the Tigers. They will bounce back with a vengeance, you would suspect, in season 2022. After 9.5 wins last year, kick flirts with the boundary line, but it's well weighted onto the chest of Castagna at right half back. Happy to tack into the breeze at the moment here, the Tigers.
Wing keel style.
Ben Lixon's all over that. Drives it long to half forward. Lynch got a nudge from De Conning. Umpire saw it that way. You'll get a free kick with a former son. Tom Lynch last year, 35 goals from 18 starts. And it's kicked 22-23 from 14 games against Cats. Won't have a shot here, too far out. That goes short to McIntosh near the boundary line. He chips one over the top and short running on. Has marked. Man on the mark stands 50 from goal. Short tight against the boundary line. He goes short and they've picked the eyes of the Geelong defence open here down that outer side. And McIntosh has taken it tight in the right forward pocket. About 40 from goal is the man on the mark. Tom Stewart directing traffic from the mark. As Nieldy said, great to see him back. The Cats desperately missed him after he got injured ahead of the round 21 clash with St Kilda. And didn't get back, but he looks to be moving quite freely in his first hit out back. Camden McIntosh, tough shot from there. He's given it a good ride, but he's missed to the near side. His near side, the right-hand side, and through for a behind. Not a noted goal kicker, Camden McIntosh. Scores are tied, though, Benny, in this first quarter. That's gone 15 and a quarter minutes on the Port Phillip Ferries time clock. These quarters are flat 30. There are six of them, and it's 1-2-8.
Yeah, it's going to go down to the wire, I think, Kingy. So, Dewey.
That wire is a long way away, Benny.
The wire is a long... That's a free kick, surely, against Arts to Guthrie front on contact. Just looking at De Conning, he's a big... I know he's put on some beef, but he's a big boy. He was taller than Tom Lynch.
No, he's big, but I can report that the six workers have now stopped and they're just having a bit of a meeting in the back pocket.
That's them going at full throttle.
They've left old mate in the bulldozer on his own.
He's one out in the square. Balls at half forward for the Cats. Handball comes out. Tigers working hard at ground level. Baker, that was almost a throw to Dow. To Martin. Martin's wonky ball. Should have been marked by Nankervis. It wasn't. Ball in the middle of the ground. De Conning did well, but his hand pass was chopped off by Edwards to Baker. Baker had a great year last year for the Tigers. Castagna back through traffic. Did well. Squirting low ball down low. Wasn't paid. Comes back to Castagna. Broke the Holmes tackle. He's kicked round the corner, went about 4 metres. Riewoldt tried to slap it in the direction of Baker, but the Cats are there. Good shepherd from close allowed Stewart to mop up in the back pocket, and he handballs to close.
Close, just inside defensive 50, long way from home. Kick on the bounce for Hawkins. Wasn't taken cleanly by the big fella, and he's been pinged for deliberate.
Oh, jeez.
So the umpire said you had no intention to keep that alive, and that's the intent of the rule. And Tarrant gets a free kick.
You can't adjudicate fumbles, though, can you?
Well, he's 6'6", and his teammate's kicked at his bootlace. So it's hit him in the shin. He's tried to pick it up. He's gone over the... Come on, Tom. Fix that rule. That's ridiculous.
Loston has cut back inboard on Stengel. Oh, Stewart, big fly for a fist, has sent it out of bounds in the left forward pocket where the forward stand once stood, but is now a building site for a so far unnamed stand that will be unveiled early in the 2023 season. My understanding is that no matter what happens, there'll be 9 home games here next year as well for the Cats. Boundary throw-in. Tapped down by Soldo. Rove by Atkins. Gave it to Higgins, who shrugged a couple of tackles. Handball intended for Cam Guthrie. Was knocked away by Parford, who had to then dive on the footy. Lynch did too. He was able to get it up. But socket off the ground by Buse. Dangerfield. Parford can give it to Higgins, but decides to kick now. Asking a lot of Stengel. He'll have to fly. Did well to spoil it away from Bolter. And then Dullhouse was hit like an absolute freight train by Bolter after taking it off the hands of the pack. Good tackle by the 21, and it's out of bounds for a boundary throw-in as it spills out of the arms of Dullhouse. VFLW around the grounds for Leopold Sporties. Geelong 4-6-30, leading Port Melbourne no score. That's the Richmond aligned Port Melbourne. Radigalia doing the ruck work. It's a shallow throw-in. He and Bolter palming it down. Arts with a slick handball, and the kick of Dow on his left boot was awkward. Not effective either. Well done by Colajasny. Created a path for De Conning. Cam Guthrie lost it in a very good Prestia tackle, and he'll win a free kick for holding the ball.
Yeah, it wasn't a great hand pass from De Conning. Sold him into trouble, but Kittle learn Prestia into the pocket. Oh, Lynch, that's a free kick.
Whiz.
Flew high. Stewart coming the other way.
It's karate chopped.
Yeah, he did. He gave him a real sort of Mr. Miyagi type slap. And the umpire didn't like the Mr. Miyagi action and said, That is a free kick.
That's fair enough. Got him right across the neck.
Tom Lynch, yeah. It was a real Bruce Lee type arrangement.
Now, Cass, you're talking about Noah Bolter going forward. Now, he's actually playing as the second ruck at the moment, which is interesting because Soldo's going forward. So he's in the ruck on the rack.
Throwing the magnets around. He kicked from about 48 metres. Lynch, oh, he's hit that beautifully. Look at that. Look at little Davey Roden. The meatball just went straight over his cranium. And Lynch kicks his first. Tigers get their second. They lead by a sausage roll. 2-2-14. Geelong a 1-2-8 first term thanks to Harvey Norman. Did that kick, that just...
That's beautiful.
That was sweet, wasn't it?
That was a terrific kick. I don't think he liked his Mr. Miyagi treatment either. But it was interesting, again, with Geelong had more numbers back there in their back line, so Tom Stewart playing spare. And Lynch's opponent then stood off him as well. So no one's actually taking direct responsibility. So he just led up the middle. And as the ball came, the three of them collided and he gets the free kick. So it's interesting. A little bit of work to do there for the Cats defenders if they're going to play that way.
Don't forget you can SMS us anytime. 0456 955 955. The K-Rock football SMS line always open during K-Rock football calls, whether it be AFL or GFL. We're happy to do it practice match style with you on a Saturday afternoon. 20 minutes almost gone in this first quarter, thanks to Harvey Norman. Umpire bounces in the middle. Bolter and Radaglia. Bolter winning the tap. Radaglia tried to do the roving. Ball was socketed away from him. Dow went off the ground for the Tigers. Fit of the fumbles from Buse. Bolter, good tackle by Selwood, brought him to ground. Revolt tapped it forward for the Tigers. Bolton ran onto the loose ball. 49 from goal. Checks a kick nicely into the pocket for Lynch. Good build up from the Tigers. Good momentum coming out of the ball up in the middle, and Lynch, rather, in the right forward pocket, will have a shot at goal. Tom Lynch with the...
He's good Bolton, isn't he?
Yeah,
Shay Bolton. If you get it in space, he creates all sorts of havoc.
Still wondering how he didn't get awarded Mark of the Year last year for that grab he took against the Cats back in, I think it was round 8 last year, as Lynch for his second, and they've got three on the bounce here, the Tigers.
He's kicking it well, old Lynch.
3-2-20 Richmond. Geelong are 1-2-8 in this first quarter of K-Rock football. Thanks to Abco Cafe 24-7. We've got you. And the Port Phillip Ferries time clock saying just under 21 minutes gone.
Where Richmond are going well, bringing the ball into their forward line, King Ian Cass, it's when the forward hits up at the kicker and it's really catching the defenders on the back foot. The Geelong defender's much more comfortable when the ball gets kicked in high, takes a little bit of time, they can get across and make a 2v1. But it's very, very different when the forward hits up at the kicker and they both have to go. It's basically impossible to get an intercept. So Richmond have found a way to play around that Geelong strategy at the moment.
So back in the middle, Stanley will square off against Bolter. You should see whether they... Well, clearly they're trying at the Tigers, whether Bolter does become some sort of pinch-hit ruckman throughout the year. He's very athletic. Straight down to Dangerfield, though. His hand pass was a little agricultural. Taken by Bolter, who sweeps an even more agricultural hand pass out to the wing, where Arts runs onto it. Tigers are going forward again. Oh, good work there by Zach Guthrie on Rewalt. Rewalt looked
that was really
out of position.
Good.
And he just got a fist in there and saw it out for a throw. And right at the paint of 50... At 8 minutes remaining till, what are we, one sixth time. And the Tigers lead by 2 goals, Harvey Norman first quarter.
Boundary throw in. For the first season on the list, Zach Guthrie doesn't look like he's come straight out of Auskick. He's actually filled out a little bit more over summer. He has been on the list for a while, I think 6 years now. Quick snap out of the pack by Baker is a flying ball. It lynches Mark, and then he collides with the behind post, bounces off that, and will get to his feet. And will have a shot at his third in 4 minutes, and to push the margin out to 18 points.
He's playing very well. He's attacking the footy. I reckon he's taken 4 marks inside 50 in this quarter, Kingy.
Mark Newland, the expert chair for Kerr's Hire. Steps out on the left, snaps, and has missed to the near side. 3-4-A behind. Margin is 13. 3-3-21 Richmond, Geelong 1-2-8. But at the moment, Tom Lynch is giving absolute fits to the Geelong defence.
I can tell you that the construction meeting's now grown to 8.
That's normal. That's a small meeting too.
Do you reckon those blokes put their hand up to work today knowing there's a game of footy on?
Well, I don't know. Well, they've put their hand up to turn up.
I think the rule of thumb there is that you've got to have as many people standing around doing nothing as you do working. So Prestia kicks a long ball to centre-half four, but it's marked by Buse for the Cats.
And I reckon a lot of them will be doing work on the construction site on Friday night as the Foo Fighters play in the background.
Yes. No doubt they will. Good kick from Buse to Selwood. Sam Selwood to Dangerfield. Dangerfield from 40, lowers the eyes, and he hits Radaglia. Unselfish stuff from Patrick Dangerfield. And that kick in, Neilty, from Prestia, that high ball that goes in, that opens up the ground, that goes to the opposition, is an absolute killer. Buse marked it, and suddenly Geelong were away.
Well, you saw it then, Ben, when it went in. The counter-attack is sensational, and then the Cats will see that in their review. That was magnificent play. But you're right, the kick in's high, goes to 48 metres out, no good.
So Radigalia, what can he do this year? Oh, goodness me, that was... Jeez, that was as bad as your favourite dog's wind, which can be room-clearing sort of stuff.
Where did that come from?
Well, you know when your dog just lets Fluffy off the chain, it's absolutely horrendous. That kick was a stink
bomb. But your favourite dog, what happens if it's a dog you don't like?
Well, everyone's got your own dog, it'd be. It's your favourite dog. You know when Fluffy just pops off the chain and you've got to evacuate the room. That kick was as bad from Radigalia.
Right, okay. So Parfitt in the middle with the free kick for holding the ball went laterally to Atkins, who went short over the top to Smith, and Smith's got it at right half forward. 24 and a half minutes gone on the Port Phillip Ferries time clock. Port Phillip Ferries, of course, there is no better way to travel. Into the pocket he goes, looking for a lead of Cameron. Good stretch and mark.
Jeez.
Hamlin Hanger contender. Two Tigers to contend with. A clip over the ears to go with it. And Jeremy Cameron, who has had an unimpeded pre-season, which is fantastic news for the Cats after, of course, coming in off a hamstring that gave him troubles throughout the year, limited him to 15 games. He'll go back and have a shot. And I suspect he might step out on the Stevie J curve here, because we know he has got the ability to snap from distance. Will he look to open it up with a snap, or will he go with a direct set shot?
Yeah.
Cameron with a behind to his name. Now he's going to go with a direct set shot, and maybe he would have been better going with a snap because he's left it to his near side and through for a minor score. Two behinds for Jeremy Cameron. Geelong 1-4-10, Richmond 3-3-21. Jason Doherty, boundary side for Lifeline.
Camden McIntosh off with an ankle injury. I think Jeremy Cameron ran into him in that contest, so he's off. We'll keep an eye on him.
He did. So long ball to the wing for the Tigers. Guthrie was there. Zach Guthrie. Ball gets out the back. Martin rode the bump. Well, in fact, that was a good tackle though by Blitzarves. Wrapped him up. Dangerfield just came steaming through close. Good hands from the Cats. Selwood back to close. Flicks it out wide to Guthrie. Comes back inboard to Parfitt by hand. He'll wheel and go and put it inside forward 50. He wanted Stengel, who did well. Affected of a spoil. Oh. Then goes round the corner. Oh. Stengel hits the post. Good stuff. He did the spoil. Hit the ground cat-like, found the spillage, snap on goal, hits the post. Good stuff, though, from Stengel. And the Cats score another behind. 1-5, plays 3-3, Harvey Norman first quarter.
Broad short kick in, marked by Short. Short went back to Broad, who provided some good run on. And he goes with a 45-degree kick to Vlosten. They're still inside defensive 50, the Tigers. He brings it to Ross, who's marked at left half back, just inside the boundary line. Tigers lead by 10, 3.5 minutes to play. Flat 30-minute quarters being played this afternoon. It's a helicopter to half forward, looking for Nankervis, front position to Conning, provided the spoil for the Cats and the roving. Tried to release a handball to Atkins. Soldo got in the way. Atkins knocked it away, and now it's out of bounds for a boundary throw. Right below us, our best seats in the house, thanks to APCO Cafe 24/7. We've got you, and they've got us in season 2022. Great to have the Anderson family back on board with K-Rock Football. Really appreciate their support. Good crowd, Jace. It's built up around you since first bounce.
It has, especially at the player stand end of the ground, absolutely.
Tapped down by Stanley, roving by Martin. We haven't caught a lot of Dustin Martin in this opening term, and we'll get another stoppage.
Dusty would be doing even time, Kingy, today.
Tap down Stanley, roving Martin, taken in a good tackle by Dangerfield. Selwood taken without an umpire, said play on short. High up the chimney, inside forward 50 to Conning, well placed to spoil. Actually, nearly took the mark after knocking it away from Bolter, then had to palm it down towards Blitzarves. Blitzarves tried to create a path for Tui. Tui got it to Atkins. Atkins was taken high by Edwards and won himself a free kick. Oh, he wanted the corridor, and he's kicked it to a straight to Ivan Soldo. Would have been probably better to come down the line, Tommy Atkins. He wanted to get the quick ball movement going to the outer side of the ground and just didn't execute the skill and ability to the best of his ability.
No, he didn't, Kingy. Let's hope. Clearly, that's the way the Cats want to play. They want to move the ball quicker. So let's just hope that that one error won't make him go back into his shell, because that's the way they want to play. So there will be some errors, and that's okay. Like, whatever it is, it's February.
Didn't play a game in 2021 with a knee injury of Arne Soldo. He hits it like a pitching wedge. He'll get some good backspin. He does inside the construction zone, and he kicks the goal, and the margin is out to 16. Richmond 4-3-27, Geelong 1-5-11 in this opening term. Thanks to Harvey Norman. Think Harvey Norman for all the big brands at Geelong's best prices. It's AFL practice match action at GMHBA Stadium.
There's nine there.
There's now. Nine players at that meeting, but nine construction members of that meeting. There's another issue, Neary, that it's pressing. Is the net behind the goals there at the construction side end of the ground? That is lower than any net in the history of the world. Saito's kicked the ball from 40 metres and it actually went over the net.
Why wouldn't they rise it up so
the ball doesn't get over?
Well, I don't know. I'm in all sorts because I've got my glasses on. I literally can't see the net. I can see the two poles on either side.
Yeah, there is a net in there. It sort of more looks like you'd be catching sort of shrimp in it than it is.
We have got 180 minutes of football today, so we are covering off some big issues.
We are. There's some big ones.
We've got the net. We've got the construction workers meeting.
So, Cats need to score a goal. Dangerfield bursts out of the middle. His kick is okay. Stengel did really well, just manoeuvred his opponent out of the way and marked. That opponent might have been Josh Gibkus. Goodness me, from East Point. Josh got fried on the barbie there. Stengel into the pocket. The kick is good, and it's marked by Hawkins. So there's been some really good sightings, Neildy, very early doors. Stengel's done a few nice little things, hasn't he?
Absolutely. I'm trying to do my best to play him down because he's played 16 games, and if he keeps playing this way, Kingy will have him written up as the Brownlow favourite.
Yeah, he's been good. He just looks sort of dangerous, I think is the word.
I like it. And the Cats have had a number of shots at goal that have been missed. Tom's missed a couple. Cameron's missed one or two.
So Hawkins off three steps, and he misses two. So they've got their kicking boots on the Cats.
Cass.
Yeah, 1-6 playing 4-3. Geelong have had plenty of opportunities, and there is the siren.
Harvey Norman, first quarter highlights.